Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is David Barber in Portland, Oregon.
Hey, how are things in Portland?
Things are great. It's beautiful. It's not raining, sleeting, or snowing right now.
Well, that's a good thing. What do you do there?
I'm the chef and co-owner of with my lovely wife of a neighborhood restaurant, and I'm also the benevolent dictator of Piccolopolis.
Piccolopolis?
Yeah, it's the kingdom of the brine. It's a small pickle operation. We do organic pickles and sell them at local farmers markets and stores.
I got to ask you, whatever betook you to found the kingdom of the pickle, David?
Well, I've been cooking and doing the restaurant thing for a long time, and sooner or later somebody goes, why don't you do something you're good at?
Yeah.
So pickles are one of my things. So
it just comes natural to some people.
Yeah.
Did you always know that you had a gift for pickling?
I didn't. When you have it, you don't know you have it.
Yeah, I understand.
Other people around you are puckering and smiling. I don't know what it's about. So.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of local farmers that we work with, and one thing led to another. One day you're walking in the street and somebody's cucumber falls in your vinegar, and
next thing you know, it's a briny kind of serendipity.
Yeah.
David, it's nice to have you with us today. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is David's topic?
Toga, toga, toga.
This week, we read a story about something that was very good, Carl.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
This week, we read a story about something happening in the wider world that easily falls under the heading, A Frat Boy's Dream Come True. Our panelists are going to read you three stories that would bring joy and jubilation to members of the Delta Gamma Epsilon house. Only one of them is true. Pick the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay.
All right? First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
If public utilities were run by fraternities, the street lamps would have red shades, garbage would be collected by bikini-clad babes, and the taps would run freely with beer. Well, that last item actually happened last weekend when a woman named Haldis Gundersen turned on her kitchen faucet in Kristiansund, Norway, and got beer. I turned on the taps to clean some knives and forks, and beer came out, she said. We thought we were in heaven. The explanation? Cut to two floors beneath the Gundersen apartment, where, at the Big Tower Bar, patrons are aghast to see a clear substance flowing from the taps. American beer? No, water. As it turns out, someone at the pub had crisscrossed the lines while replenishing the beer supply, and the problem was quickly solved. Still, Ms. Gundersen remains optimistic. If it happens again, she said, I'm going to order Bailey's.
Hot and cold running beer in an apartment in Norway. Your next story of a frat boy's dream come true comes from Sue Ellicott.
The Chancellor of Leningrad's recently privatized business school has found a way to reverse falling attendance among young male undergraduates, topless professors. Starting next semester, three of the school's 30 tenured staff will deliver lectures in economic theory, the pitfalls of capitalism, and corporate strategy, half naked. It works for Western cable news shows, says Boris Lermontov, so why not for us? Chancellor Lermontov plans year-round flesh-bearing. His lecture halls are well-heated in Russia's bitter winters and says the participating women lecturers are all volunteers, as is a 67-year-old male professor who threatened to sue if he were excluded.
Topless profs at a school in Russia. Your last story of something that would bring smiles to the guys in the Greek fraternity comes from Paula Poundstone.
The Sudbury Methodist Church's annual winter attic sale had some surprises this year. There were the traditional crepe paper decorated tables tempting the congregation and community to purchase quilts, planters, bell bottoms, and used bowling shoes in support of the Methodist Church's churchly activities. And the much anticipated blind fish pool where kids pay a buck to dangle a fishing pole over a table of prizes while blindfolded, which this year brought the Methodists an unexpected windfall. About 200 pairs of sunglasses, benign on the outside and depicting naked women from the inside mysteriously found their way into the fish pool. We had a line out the door all afternoon, said Winter Attic Sale organizer Sandy Adams. It was not until about 4 p.m. that I noticed the Rossler boys had come through the line three times, uncovering the mystery still yet solved in Sudbury, Massachusetts.
All righty then, let's review your choices. From Adam Felber, a tap in Norway that magically, or I should say a kitchen tap that magically flowed with beer. From Sue Ellicott, a school in Russia to attract students has decided to have topless professors. Or from Paula Poundstone, a remarkable supply of naked lady glasses showing up at a church fundraiser. Which one of these is the true story of a frat boy's dream come true?
Well, they all sound good. And having never been a frat boy,
you can still
I'm going to go with Adam's
dreams.
Norway beer on tap.
Well, we decided to bring you the right answer. We'd actually get the opinion of a real frat guy. So I'm pleased to present to you the president of Delta Gamma Epsilon Fraternity at the University of Michigan, Mr. Alex Bernstein.
Initially, when I heard of beer coming out of a faucet, I thought, wow, that's amazing, and I'd love that to happen to me. But I was also wondering why a woman who had beer coming out of her faucet would report that and just not let it go.
President Bernstein makes a good point. Yes, you are correct, David. You got it right. It was, in fact, the story of the Norwegian beer tap. You earned a point for Adam. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why.